Look at me, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Han Chan pulls at his bound arms futilely. It's more out of annoyance at letting himself be caught in this situation than any real expectation that he'd get loose. There's no give at all. His arms are quite securely attached to the chair. He tries to twist his hands, but the only thing he manages is to chafe his wrists. He's not really left alone for very long before someone wanders into his line of sight. You, Han Chan growls, staring coldly at Luo Fusheng. He's resting a damned machete against his shoulder, his hair in disarray, and he looks flushed while he grins at Han Chan. The grin looks feral. Me, Luo Fusheng says while walking closer. He taps the machete against his shoulder thoughtfully while he keeps grinning at Han Chan. That's really not making Han Chan feel any better about this situation. You really have gotten yourself into some trouble, officer, Luo Fusheng says, slowly lowering the machete and then actually letting it fall to the concrete floor with a small clatter. You're lucky I happened by. This place is a bit out of the way, Luo Fusheng says, and then actually laughs as he pulls out a far more reasonably sized knife. Not that any blade in Luo Fusheng's hands is particularly reassuring right now. Han Chen huffs, and then clenches his teeth angrily. You're telling me you're not the one responsible for this, he says with disbelief. He watches the way Luo Fusheng fingers the knife handle. In fact, he can't quite pull his eyes away. No one should touch a weapon like that, Han Chen thinks, feeling his mouth go a bit dry. If I wanted your attention, this isn't quite how I'd do it, Luo Fusheng says, walking up to stand right next to Han Chen. In the next moment, he's climbed into Han Chen's lap, straddling his thighs. But now that I have you right here, Luo Fusheng says, grinding his hips against Han Chen, pressing his unmistakably hard cock against him. Han Chen grits his teeth harder. Luo Fusheng rests the point of the knife under Han Chen's chin. The tip of it presses lightly against Han Chen's skin. Han Chen has to keep his head tilted up, feeling like swallowing might be enough for that knife to cut him. Slowly, Luo Fusheng drags the tip of the knife along Han Chen's jaw. It scrapes lightly against Han Chen's skin, making him shiver. His breaths have turned shallow, and he's starting to feel just a bit lightheaded. The knife travels down along his throat, and then down the front of his shirt. Luo Fusheng rocks against him, his cock pressing harder against Han Chen. Han Chen's own cock is growing rapidly harder, without any input from him. The knife rises back up to Han Chen's throat, the sharp edge pressing against his skin tightly, as Luo Fusheng leans in closer to whisper, I always want your attention. Han Chen's breath shudders. He tries to keep still, just in case Luo Fusheng's hand slips. Luo Fusheng's lips press against his skin, just under his ear. He presses small kisses against Han Chen's jawline, the knife still pressed against Han Chen's throat. Han Chen does his best to stay calm and keep his breathing steady. He doesn't quite succeed. So tense, Luo Fusheng murmurs. Then, quite suddenly, with a last quick kiss against Han Chen's cheek, Luo Fusheng gets up and quickly moves behind Han Chen. Han Chen's heart is beating frantically in his chest. Before he can try to do anything, he feels the knife against his wrists as Luo Fusheng suddenly cuts at the ropes holding him. As much as I'd love to continue, there were only two guards outside and I'm pretty sure someone will show up to check on you sooner or later, Luo Fusheng says. Han Chen feels the ropes fall away and pulls his aching arms in front of himself to rub at his chafed wrists. The guards? He asks, his voice a bit hoarse. Yeah, sorry about that. They won't be answering any questions. But you can probably figure out who they are, at least, Luo Fusheng says, stepping back in front of Han Chen. He rocks on his feet a bit and Han Chen's eyes fall to his crotch, and the bulge still definitely there. Luo Fusheng swears under his breath and then bends down to press his lips to Han Chen's in a hard kiss, his hand grabbing Han Chen's hair and pulling his head back. Han Chen lifts one hand to grasp Luo Fusheng's neck, kissing back just as hard, while his other hand finds Luo Fusheng's hand holding the knife. Han Chen would feel a bit more triumphant about getting the knife away from Luo Fusheng, if it wasn't pretty clear that Luo Fusheng didn't even try to stop him. Luo Fusheng takes a few steps back, panting slightly from the kiss. "I'll see you later," he says with a wild grin, before he bends down to pick his machete from the ground and hurries away. Han Chen swallows and then bends down to cut his legs loose. He can think about Luo Fusheng once he's dealt with his more immediate problems. The end.